Hey everyone, this is Anthony Reeves and welcome to another edition of Easy, but Not So Easy. Today we're going to talk about what it means to be a point of contact. Now this is probably going to be the most common situation that you run across. Somebody comes up to you for a variety of reasons and they put on their documentation that you are the point of contact if something happens, or you see it as an emergency contact if something happens. We see this all the time. We see this in employment situations, we see this in school situations, we see this in organizational situations, even medical situations, where you literally have it laid out that if there is something going on, we want you to contact this person. Being a point of contact is an awesome responsibility, and more importantly, it's a fairly common one, and it's very easy to find yourself in a position where somebody says, hey, can I put your name down on this document to serve in this capacity? And in your mind, you're thinking it's not a problem whatsoever. Definitely very easy. However, there is a not so easy part. You know you don't get access to everything, right? One of the problems that sometimes people think is that because someone is giving them the authority to be the point of contact, that means that they need to get access to everything that's involved in that particular situation. Sometimes it does not. Sometimes what happens is that they want to make sure whatever the entity that's asking for that point of contact, that they have somebody they can reach out to that can necessarily set the wheels in motion to address a particular situation for somebody when that person is either unable to do anything or not in a position to do anything. When the problem that pops up is that sometimes what people will do is they will fall into this guise of believing that you, because I am the point of contact, I am responsible and I am entitled to receive all information about this person's circumstances. And that's not necessarily the case. A point of contact does not necessarily make you the grand authority in terms of the individual who is appropriate to receive all this information. It is merely, in some instances, more of a notice situation. We need, or the organization needs to, or the entity needs to be able to put someone on notice that there's a situation that's occurring that it deals with this particular person and they put you down there. That's about as far as it goes. So what happens is that it's important for you not to fall into this trap of thinking that you're entitled to receive access to all kind of information just because you're put on there as point of contact. Which goes to my further point about be careful about thinking that you're entitled to more than just select information. If you are there as a point of contact for purposes of notice, that means at the end of the day, they're only going to tell you select things. So if they're calling to tell you that, hey, such and such is not coming to work, I just want to put you on notice because we don't know where they are, that may be the extent of what they can tell you. So when you find yourself serving in the position as a point of contact, just like I said earlier, talking about not getting access to everything, there may be limited information that they're going to tell you that you can act upon. So you have to be prepared for the reality that if something comes to your attention, you may only be able to act on that very finite piece of information that they've brought to your attention. And be mindful of the fact that being a point of contact, probably in most situations, I don't know the laws of all the states, but I'm just going to tell you this, probably doesn't entitle to you any type of legal authority. So as point of contact, you're not there to serve as a person like a power of attorney to be able to speak or do things on that person's behalf. You're there typically in a particular capacity where you are someone who is being given access to limited amounts of information because something is happening regarding that individual and they want to make sure they put somebody on notice. Your ability to exercise any authority on their behalf may be limited altogether. So keep in mind, you are not in a legal position in most instances. Again, like I said, I don't know what it is for every state, but it's important for you to recall and know in your mind and core that at the end of the day, just because you're a point of contact does not give you any added legal authority with regards to that person's case. Being a point of contact for a variety of different things is a fairly common phenomenon, as I've said before. Whether it be a point of contact for a job, whether it be for medical, whether it be educational, all of those circumstances you're going to see on a fairly consistent basis. But it's important for you to understand that as a point of contact, you really are more so than not, serving as a person for notice purposes. They have to, whoever they is, whether it be a school, your job, whatever the case may be, want to make sure that they have somebody that they can tell, this is what's going on and we need you to be able to address it accordingly. So I don't want you to fall into this trap of believing in your mind that just because somebody has said they have me listed on the form as a point of contact, that you're entitled to some type of deference in terms of legal authority. Because at the end of the day, you're only there so that somebody can tell somebody else, this is what's going on, because we have you down as someone who can make sure they know, because now you know.